Hi, good evening. This is Gabriel Saurin. It's nice to meet yet again with my weekly news. Here's a momentous event that took the world by surprise. Occupy protests become a movement. A protest called Occupy Wall Streets, OWS, that took place in September in New York City's financial districts has inspired similar demonstrations around the world. With over 900 cities in over 80 countries joining in, OWS is now being called the Occupy Movement. Occupy protesters claim to represent 90% of the population. They say they're no longer willing to accept that the other 1% have a disproportionate amount of the world's power and wealth. Protesters are complaining of being underpaid, unemployed, homeless, or without health care. In some cities, protesters have set up camps and are calling for general strikes. The original march was inspired by the Arab Spring. Now, on a slightly different note, let's look into the past where the first bra was patented. Yes, you heard me right enough. In the USA, in 1914, Mary Phelps Jacob granted the world's first patent for a brassiere. She made her groundbreaking invention in 1913 and after extensive testing submitted the final design to the US Patents Office. She soon sold the patent to Warner Brothers Corset Company, which made over $15 million from it over the next 30 years. Well, just out of curiosity, I wonder who obtained the patent for the knickers. With that note, this is Gabriel Saurin, wishing you a pleasant week ahead. Good night.